This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. In the initial stages of Islam, alcohol was permissible, though the Quran had released a hint towards its repugnant nature at that time as well. So there's a verse in the 14th juz in the 16th chapter, Surah An-Nahl, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا, that from dates and grapes, you choose to make sakaran, intoxicants, wa rizqan hasana, and wholesome sustenance. The Quran made a distinction that intoxicants is not a wholesome sustenance. Subsequently, it was made forbidden. A villager was once asked, لِمَ لَا تَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرِ, why don't you consume alcohol or take any intoxicants? He said, كَيْفَ أَشْرَبُ مَا يَشْرَبُ عَقْلِ, how can I consume something that consumes my intellect? And hence in Arabic, you refer to alcohol as khamr, مَا يُخَامِرُ الْعَقْلِ, something that veils your sanity. In the 7th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, Verily, alcohol and gambling, etc., are impurities of the devil. And the aim of the devil is, by you popping that drug, my brother, by you taking that pill, my brother, by you taking that tot of alcohol, what's the aim of the devil? أَيُّقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةِ, to create feuds, arguments, altercations, discord, and skirmishes amongst you. And that's what happens. Families break up, empires crumble, marriages break up, children are left without parents. And that is the motive of the devil. In Masail al-Suluk, under this ayah, it is written, فِيهِ أَنَّ الْمَعَاصِي, we learn from this, that by disobeying Allah, it does not only destroy the latter life, it equally destroys this world. With the grace of Allah, I have been doing counseling for 22 odd years. And through these years, I have been through some very painful stories, tales, and narratives. But nothing has made me cry more than dealing with cases in which drugs are involved. To see those old-aged parents cry, and to see that woman with tears in her eyes carrying the child of that man, and yet unfortunately he's out of it, he's just high, and to see those innocent children that, you know what, they've been forsaken by a father who has succumbed to an evil practice. And I'm not attacking the individual per se, but I'm saying the crime is heinous. I beg you, my brother, I beseech you, desist from the crime. Someone came to Iyas bin Muawiyah. He said, but why is intoxicant so bad? You know, we say, no, I take it in moderation and I'm on control. I'm on top of it. I can drop it when I want to. That's the deception, right? Every time you succumb to the vice, you get a temporary relief, but the vice gets a tighter grip around you. So listen to this, my brother, and he has a logical answer to it. He asked Iyas bin Muawiyah that when you separate the ingredients of alcohol, it's fine. Water is fine, grape is fine, vinegar is fine, dates are fine, sugar is fine. And then when you put it through and then it goes through a fermenting process, then suddenly you say it's forbidden. He says, here's a logical analogy. لو أخذت كفا مما, if I sprinkle water on you, would it hurt you? No, I'll just be a bit moist. If I take some sand and dust and I hurl it towards you, no, I'll get a bit soiled. That's about it. If I hurl some straw or grass on you, no, that's about it. I'll just dust it off. Okay, now I put it through a process. لو أخذت التراب, I took the sand. ثم وضعت فوقه الطبن, then I put some straw on it. ثم صببت فوقه الماء, and then I poured water over it. ثم مزجتها مزجا, then I mixed it, going through the fermenting process. ثم جعلت الكتلة في الشمس, and then I put it in the sun, and I baked the brick until it became hard, and then I hurled the brick towards you. نعم وقد تقتلني, yes, it will hurt me, nay, it will claim my life. I beg you, my brother, drugs is evil. It's wicked. It's destroyed people. It has crumbled empires. For the pleasure of Allah, I implore you, I beseech you, desist. And if you cannot abandon that, the first thing you can do is stop lying.